Start to deepen your breath, making it longer and slower. With every breath that you take, you arrive more and more into the room, the support of the floor, the earth, your personal practice, taking care of you, leaving behind for this hour and 15 minutes, whatever is happening outside in your world, outside of you. As you deepen your breath, start to find your connection to intention for being here, something you'd like to see more of, perhaps a quality you'd like to cultivate. So everything that we're doing today in our practice, with a sense of ease and relaxation, and also enhancing the experience of being alive or the quality of your day. Going to bring the right knee up into the chest, and as you're hugging your right shin or knee, we're gonna circle the leg, just feeling it in that hip socket, and then you can use just one hand and make more circles, making it bigger. Get your ankle to be relaxed, your knee relaxed, and just feeling that thigh bone plugged into the socket of your hip. Good, you can change the direction. As you breathe in, open your knee out to the side. And as you breathe out, we're gonna change hands. So opposite hand to knee, we're gonna be taking the leg across into the twist and extending the arm out. And then again, breathing in, opening leg out. And then breathing out, you're taking it across for a twist. So do about three more on your own. And then when you are on the last twist, just staying there, just deepening your breath. Breathing into the space that you feel it's open on your body. Perhaps from that right hip to the right armpit, breathing there, feeling that spaciousness. And then you can reach your right arm back behind you, creating more space. Come back to center. We're going to release that leg. Bring your other knee up. Hug your left knee to your chest and move it, making little circles. You can change the direction. And then with one hand, you can start making the circle even bigger. As you breathe in, we're going to open the knee out to our left. As you breathe out, you're taking it across, a twist to the right, and you're gonna open your left arm out to the side. Good, let's do four more. Inhaling, opening, and exhaling, closing into the twist. When you're in your fifth twist, stay there. Lengthen through your left arm. Deepen breath. Create space between your hip and your armpit. Two more breaths. And coming back to center, let's bring both knees up. And we're gonna circle the legs. Change the direction. Good. Let's put the right ankle over the left thigh. Right ankle over the left thigh. So it's threading of the needle pose. Bring your knee to your left knee up towards your chest. Your right hand is going between your legs and your left hand from the outside. So you're holding on to the back of your left thigh, the back of the left thigh. Yeah. Good. So you bring the left knee to your, towards your chest. Then we get to move side to side. You're taking your legs to your left, a little bit to the right. Just checking in for sensation. And perhaps if you take your hips to your left, you might feel a little bit more sensation on your right hip. And just stay there. Take five breaths, just easing into the hips. Just feeling the sensation and where you're feeling it. These are areas that we're gonna work with in a moment also with the therapy balls. And then from here, you're gonna change sides. Take your left ankle over your right thigh. Hold the back of your right thigh with your hands. You wanna hold the back of your right thigh. So your left thigh is kind of free to find the sensation. And you're moving the left knee a little bit away from you. And then get to move side to side. And then finding the stretch, perhaps more into your right side. Then deepen your breath. Breathing right into that hip that you feel the sensation. Take five more deep, enjoyable breaths. At the end of your fifth breath, bring both feet down on the floor. So you have your feet about hip bone distance apart. As you're breathing in, just gonna release the pelvis like you're doing a sway back. And then as you're breathing out, keep tucking your tailbone under your whole back, pressing against the floor. Breathing in, draw your tailbone back or down. Breathing out, scoop your tailbone between your legs and your whole back is pressing against the floor. And do about three more. So just notice that we're going into the two ranges of motion that we have at the hips, the complete sway back and then the tucking. And as we're gonna work with the therapy balls, I want you to play with that, those edges of your ranges of motion. So we're going to use the alpha balls, which are the gray balls I just put next to you. And then we lift the hips up. And we're gonna place the balls right to the sides of the sacrum, right where the sacrum and the glutes connect. On your glutes, not on your lower back, just on your glutes. Yeah, good. Once you're there, as you breathe in, again, you're gonna release your tail. As you breathe out, you're gonna tuck your tailbone. So inhaling, arching your back, and exhaling, rounding. So do a few more. Now we get to move side to side, massaging the area of the glutes and the hips, the rotators. Going more lateral, kind of on the outer hips. You might feel more there. And then you can move the ball slightly down so you're more kind of in the middle of the sacrum. And again, you get to move side to side. Let your glutes relax as you move this way. And it's up to you, just trying to find different areas to massage. There's no right or wrong. There's a lot of areas that we can cover here. One place that we tend to hold tension is right at the end of the glutes, where they connect with the sitting bones, with your hamstrings. We can place them further down and just feel that. And take about 5 more breaths. Feel free to extend your legs or lift your knees or any variation you like to do. Now we're gonna move the ball on the right slightly towards the right, and then you open your right hip out like a knee rolls out, and then you're moving side to side. So we're massaging those rotators. It might feel intense. If you don't feel anything, move your knee higher towards your chest, towards your shoulder, or you can start moving your leg. You can straighten and bend. You might feel a lot. Soften your jaw, soften your facial muscles. And then bring that knee up. And let's do the other side. Take your other ball to your left or to the other side, lateral. Open the knee and then get a massage on those rotators. Keep breathing down to your hips. Let your shoulders be soft, your jaw, the facial muscles. Take 5 more deep breaths. Bringing the balls right in the middle, bring the knee up. So now you have the balls right in the middle of the glutes, kind of the most fleshy part. We're gonna breathe, lift one foot and then the other. So you're lifting the foot off the ground, maybe a couple of inches, up and down, yes. Not to your knee to chest, but just a couple of inches off the ground. Yeah, and underneath you should feel that
the muscles working. If you don't feel it, move the balls a little bit further down or up.
Or any other movement you like to do, just to explore that area. Good. Now give yourself about 8 or so breaths. You can move in any way that you like before we take the alpha balls out to the side. Place the ball right there between the shoulder blade, and then you lift the other arm and put it right there. So you're just propped up by the back of the mesh balls, okay? And then I'm gonna lead you into some movement there. We don't have any much padding on our rib cage, so you might feel probably tense sensation. First lie down on your back, then lift your hips. As not before, back lying down, seated on the, yeah. Good. So put one ball right from the top to the bottom on one shoulder blade, and then the other one. Good. So now we're gonna take both arms up towards the ceiling. Inhale, reach your fingertips up towards the ceiling even more, and then exhale, squeeze your shoulder blades towards each other like you're squeezing the balls. So inhale, reach up, exhale, squeeze the shoulder blades towards each other. There you go, inhaling. So your elbows stay straight, and you're reaching up through the arm bones, and then your shoulder blades are squeezing in, but the elbows still stay straight. Let's do two more. So the next time you reach, reach long, inhale, and then now exhale, open elbows to the sides and squeeze underneath you the shoulder blades. And again, inhale, reach your arms up, exhale, squeeze the shoulder blades underneath. Inhale, reach up, and then as you exhale, elbows bend, squeeze your shoulder blades. Two more, breathe in. Breathe out, squeeze. Last one, inhale. Exhale, squeeze. Now take your arms up towards the ceiling And slowly inhale your arms back behind you. Inhale here. Exhale, bring your arms back down next to your hips. Inhale, reach your arms up and back. Exhale, bring your arms down. Last one, inhale. And exhale. Take your arms up towards the ceiling. Now you're gonna hug yourself, so one hand on each shoulder. And then you're gonna just move and wiggle so you get to massage more that space. And then change the other hand on top. And get to move. Yes. All right, take your arms up. And let's take the right arm towards the left side. So you're crossing that right arm to the opposite side. And then you bring the other hand on the upper arm bone. And then massage underneath that right shoulder blade. And let's change, take the left arm across, and then massage. And then for about 5 to 8 breaths, any movement you like to do, you can take your arms up and do like you're doing seaweed with your arms or like big movements with no particular alignment, just to massage. You can cross your arms, you can just any movement you like. And then from here, we're gonna lift the hips, move the block to the side, lower down, and then we're gonna move those balls to the side for a moment. So you can lie down on your back, just let your body relax before we move on. With your knees bent, feet on the floor, we're gonna roll again to one side and then come up for the next one. So the next one, we're just using one bag, and this time it's gonna be horizontal, and it's gonna be right kind of at the middle of the shoulder blades, kind of somewhere here, and I'll show you. Let's see, somewhere in the middle. And then the hands are interlaced. So we're gonna breathe in to open and breathe out, we're coming up. So it can be pretty intense, but just give it a try. So you're placing the backs horizontal, bend your knees, place the feet on the floor, yes. And then bring your hands behind your head, supporting your head. Good. Now, inhale, arching your back, you're reaching your chest wide, you're reaching your head down towards the floor. And exhale, you're gonna lift up. Yeah, do you all feel it? It should be pretty intense. Hips are on the ground. Inhaling, opening, and exhaling, coming up. And you can find another spot if you feel too much or if you feel too little. There's many areas all from the top of the shoulder blades to the bottom that you can work on. If you feel so intense that you're holding your breath or tensing up, just move the balls to the side and I'll give you another idea to work with other balls. Let's do 5 more. you can move the balls to the side and just rest for a moment. In Shavasana, relaxing your arms and legs and just pause. Roll your body to one side again. We're coming up. Next one is for our neck. Last one of its kind. Do half a block. And then you put the mesh back right on top. Now we're going right for this point, the occiput. The area where your head meets your neck. So you're creating like a pillow for your head. Those two points. And first, just allow the weight of your head to kind of drop and be supported. And just feel the weight of your head release. Maybe the two points that you feel sensation. And it might be very different from each other in terms of sensation and intensity. And then you can start adding movement. You can take your chin up and down. So you're massaging all that area, moving the chin away from your chest and the chin back to your chest. You can draw ear towards your chest. A little bit of a lateral movement. You can create a shape of a number 8 with your nose. Now we're going to move the balls a little bit further down. So now we're more at the beginning of the neck, right below the head. If at any time this feels like a nerving sensation or like a radiating sensation, you can move the balls somewhere else so you don't feel the nerve. And here again, you can move your chin up and down. Any movement you like to do. Relax your jaw, you can let your lips part. finding the place that you like the most and just spending a minute there. Softening the tongue, the jaw, the facial muscles. Tuck the toes under your back foot and maybe straighten that leg and turn it inward more. Unless you feel a lot, so you might not want to do that. Good. Then shift the weight to your left leg. Yes. Then walk a little bit forward and walk to your right. So you're more on a diagonal there. Good. The weight more onto the back leg. We're giving more sensation on the front leg. And the target area is the glute on the front, the back, the outer hip, the underside of the leg. Nothing on the knee though. If you feel it on the knee, please let me know. You can be here, you can place your elbows on the floor, you can get a block. There. We'll be in this posture for about a couple of minutes. You are always welcome to come out before. Start to deepen the breath, moving back down to the hip. quiet, deep, and enjoyable breath here. Stay here, check with your shoulders that you're not using excessive stress there. Let the neck be relaxed. Taking your way out of this pose, we're going to use the bolster once you feel ready, and we're going to have the bolster right on our abdomen, putting pressure on our abdomen, so the knot of the hip is not on the ribcage. It's the space between your pelvis and your ribcage, and then you can bring your hands in front and let your head rest. If you wanted more weight, you can take your hands to the sides. That adds more pressure. And we're going to stay here in this restorative. Very common that we're in this pose, and we're going to start feeling the pulsation right around the center of our chest. The pulsing, that's very normal, like the vagal nerve. And you finish the fifth one. Move very slowly. You can place your hands on the floor. And press yourself up. And we're coming into a child's pose. You have your bolster in front. And you can put the block here if you like more height. And you're just folding here in this posture. Right, at the creases of the hips, there you go, on your sit on your hips, maybe on your heels, maybe not. Your knees are wide out. And you can put a block under the bolster so it gives you some height. Yeah. Send your hips down to the floor. Send your pelvis down to the floor. And you can have the bolster in front. You can put more height depending on how it feels in your body, one or two blocks. We're going to separate the legs wide, so this is for the inner thighs. And it's okay, especially if your knees are not happy when you separate your legs like this, to put a little bend. Yeah? I like higher because I don't have the flexibility to reach for the bolster. It can be way higher like this, or folding. Just getting the support so you're not upright. So you can make a pillow and rest your forehead there. And we're looking for that sensation of the inner thighs, yeah? So we'll be here for about 3 minutes. It's totally fine if you need to come out before, or if you want to put a little bend on your knees. And right into those places that you feel sensation, sending your breath there, your awareness there. Deepening your breath, you can hear another minute, about 10 long breaths. Mm-hmm. breathe in. Place it right behind us. We sit against it. You might want to help it. That might be too long, Sharon.
Oh.
I think you need to fold it the other way first. Good. Just you put it right behind your fringes away from you. And then bolster three or under your knee. So you might want to open it up one more time. Good. So you're going to fold it that way. Yeah. Those two together. There you go. Mm-hmm. And then, well, not roll it because then you're going to be wobbling. Just fold it. So you, when you're going back like this, you're going to just get the end of it folded in. That gives you some pillow for your head, or you can place the other pillow if you have another pillow. You can place it for head support. And let your arms kind of open out to the sides so you get some stretch across your chest. Mm-hmm. There you go. If this is not comfortable, if you have any lower back discomfort when you do this, please let me know. We can modify this posture in many different ways. Let your jaw soften, your eyes close or soft. Feel your breath. Take the shape of the support of the blanket underneath you. breath. Making it longer, slower. Start by bending your knees, placing your feet on the floor. You can roll your body to one side. And out of those blankets. Slowly use your hands to come up. So taking the blanket, we are just going to roll it this time. And we sit with the feet together, soles of the feet together. We bring the blanket over the feet. And then we're going to underneath the thighs. So we get the support of the side of the blanket onto your thighs. If that doesn't work and your knees are not happy, put the balls, the gorgeous balls right here for extra support or blocks, okay? And then you go back, you can clasp your elbows. Or you can take your arms out. Any variation that feels okay for your shoulders. Your knees. So, you can go to the wall. Let's see if this works. Let me show you. If not, we'll do something else. If your knees feel okay this way, like that, would that work? Relax. your time to bring your knees in, and then coming out of this posture slowly. We're going to find our ways lying down on our backs, putting a blanket under the head. We do a couple of stretches before our Shavasana. And we come to our feet to the edges of the mat. Feet slightly wider than your hips. And your arms can open like a T shape if that feels okay for your shoulders. If not, just find a place where they are not bothering you. Okay, so inhaling here. And then as you exhale, you're taking your knees to one side like windshield wipers. And then as you exhale again, you take your knees to the other side. With the exhales, you move the legs to one side. With the inhales, you stay. Make your breath long and slow. And about two more on each side. We'll slowly find the length, the space in your body with each movement, deepening your breath. And next time you have your knees to the right side, you're just gonna stay here. The knees to the right, lengthening. Lengthening especially through the left hip, left thigh, left knee reaching forward. Left thigh reaching forward to the front right corner of the mat. The feet are wide as the mat, activating the ankles, flexing the feet. Change sides, take your knees to the other side. Flexing feet, your feet are wide as the mat, and they're on the floor, and the blank on the mat. Deepening your breath. Coming back to center, let's bring both knees to the chest, happening. You can clasp your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, knees to the chest. Transfer your hands on your knees and let's circle the legs. Massaging underneath the area of the sacrum. Change directions. As you exhale, bring your knees close to your chest. As you inhale, move your knees away from your chest until your elbows are straight. Exhale, knees back towards your chest. Inhale, knees away from your chest. And keep going. As you exhale, come. Bring the knees to the chest as you inhale away. Let's do two more. And let's open the knees wide, and you're just moving one knee forward, one back. Knees are wide, wider than your hips. And then start bringing the knees in towards each other. Any movement you like to do before we make our way to Shavasana. If you like to do a twist, taking the legs to one side and then to the other. Anything you want to do with your body that sets you for a relaxation position. So when you're ready, we just lie down on our backs. You can put a bolster under your knees. Lie under your head. That's about 3 or 7 minutes in Shavasana. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. deep breath. Practicing the points to the heart, taking a moment to honor your time for you. Hoping this practice is beneficial for you and for everyone that is coming in contact with you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for being here. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Have a lovely rest of your weekend. Was it